As a kid, I started working at 10 years old, cutting lawns, and then I caddied. If I had ever had sons and could pick an early career for them as part of their learning, it would be to caddy. That is, without question, the best environment for, you know, a teenage boy to be in and learn. I still remember some of their impact on me. They were out golfing and having a good time, and you could listen about where they were going to dinner and the restaurants they went to. And, you know, I knew enough at that time to know the places they were talking about. And these were people who, you know, obviously had been pretty successful. And you'd hear them talk business. You know, it was really seeing that success and recognizing that, you know what, looks like they've got a pretty good life. So I guess I would tell you, when I think back and you kind of look over your professional life, I mean, my nature to begin with was to start being driven by fear of failure. As a result of fear of failing in school, I actually wound up developing study and work habits that were incredibly extreme. I went to Syracuse and had a dual major in the School of Communications and in the School of Business. And I genuinely created this study process for exams where I would start studying for exams close to 7 days ahead of a test. I would start studying for each class and I would go through all of the books and all of my notes. And it would take me probably 3 hours for each class. And I would have maybe four classes. I might spend 12 hours studying and I'd do it again, repeat the whole thing. I mean, it was really a method and process of learning. I mention that only because it was a discipline and a work ethic that I learned out of a fear that I was going to fail. I wound up graduating from college at the end of 4 years, salutatorian in my class. And it's genuinely not because I was anywhere close to the smartest guy on campus. I was a very average intellect guy, but I had a work ethic that I honestly knew was far more than anyone else. And that carried through when I got out into the professional world. Redshaw was the first company that I worked with out of college. I was up in Boston at the time in a regional sales office. You know, I was lucky. The guy who was the VP of sales at the time, he had a group of salespeople working for him that were probably 35 to 40 years old at the time. And here I was 21. And I came along and we were introduced. He liked me. He thought that I showed, you know, some talent. He was so frustrated with his sales force who all had worked in sales for many years before he hired them. And so they all thought they already knew it all. And I came in and one thing I knew was I knew nothing. He really saw that as, you know what, this is my opportunity. I want to see what I can do with someone who is that total blank slate.